Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Chris, one of the big stories of the week was Monday when our very own Jim Colony asked Chase Claypool. He pointed out that Minka and Joe Schobert had both commented on practice, whether they needed to take it more seriously. Minka said the pace of practice needed to pick up. So Colony said, you have any suggestions? Yeah. And Claypool said, how about some music to make it more fun?
Have
how about
some
that?
Fun. Dance yeah. a little bit.
You know, and there's been a lot of references over the last month about practice and how that's where they can get better. And so you start to think, you know, that maybe there's not the attention to detail that they should have in these practices, because practice is really where you've got to fix some of these problems they're having right now. And when you have your veteran leaders and guys that have been around the game for a long time at the NFL level say, hey, we can pick up the tempo in practice, right? Starters maybe can get more reps, or, you know, we get better execution in practice. And then you have a young guy who has struggled at times. He's made some big catches in this game, but he has struggled at times this year with drops, right, with penalties.
I think he leads the NFL. Falling down.
I think he leads the NFL in penalties.
He does.
Nine penalties in the NFL.
How about falling down?
Falling down. I mean, he's had his struggles more than most. And then the question is, when you know, what can you do to improve in practice? Or, you know, that was the intent of the question. And he says music. To me, it shows that there is a disconnect there. There's a disconnect, and then this guy, you know, played at Notre Dame. This guy was a second-round draft pick. This guy been in the Steelers now for a year and a half, 2 years. And that was a big missed moment, right? And he just – it just seemed like
deaf.
He totally didn't – tone deaf, didn't get it, that he missed, that shouldn't have missed. I mean, that shows what's kind of going on in that locker room right now.
Is that Tomlin's fault? Is that Ben's fault? Is it Hayward's fault? Is it all their fault?
No,
I mean, who would have policed? Jerome would have policed this in your day, Ferrier?
I think the culture. I think it's completely different than when I was there, Cookie. I really do. I really think that the culture with these guys coming in with social media, and it's been well documented that Chase, you know, wants to follow in the footsteps of Juju, right, and wants the TikTok and wants all the followers and wants to have the commercials, and so this is how you do it. And it's kind of like, even though he may have known that wasn't the answer, that's going to promote him, right? We're talking about him. Right, and that's unfortunately kind of the deal right now with this era, is that they want to be on social media. They want to have it's not about keeping the main thing, right?
Did you guys have any music in the locker room when you played? It was totally silent. Or
in the locker
or
room, we didn't have music. I don't remember having music. It was just quiet in there, and it wasn't quiet. People were talking. We were teammating, if you will, right? And playing games and shooting balls in the hoops and playing ping pong and playing shuffleboard and doing all those things. We were interacting with each other. We weren't listening to music, and we were able to talk. In the weight room, we had music. There was weight room music, right? And there was no music on the field. I was always of the mindset, and this is the old school mindset, Starkey, that you should be able to get yourself ready to play. You don't need music to get yourself ready to play. You're professional.
Right. I mean, guys listen to it in the locker room to get ready to play.
Your headphones on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And guys can do that with their own headphones.
Right.
I remember being brought up by my D-line coach at BYU, who was always like, I don't want to see you with headphones on. He goes, you don't need headphones. You don't need music. You should get yourself ready to play. And that's an old school mentality. I didn't agree with that, but that was kind of my mindset.
What'd you listen to get ready for a game? Little Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I listened to my own thoughts. I didn't have any music in my
– No headphones before the game.
I didn't have any headphones.
No?
But there's nothing wrong with anybody that has that. I think that's – everybody has their own thing. Like, even like with anything, any type of exercise, any type of competition, music kind of gets you hyped up, and I totally get it. For me, it was – I was brought up in a different mindset.
Little Engelbert Humperdinck, Ron?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I don't know if that gets you ready. Frank Sinatra. But I'll tell you, you know, there's some music that gets you pumped up, gets that blood flowing. And I'm totally for that if that's what gets guys ready to play. But if you put music on in a locker room, there is a group of people that just don't want music. And so if you want music, put your headphones on.
You know, we recognize that the Steelers' warts, there are many. How about what's going on in Cleveland with the Browns?
Yeah.
They're like falling apart. Did you see that?
You had Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt's dad come out and criticize Mayfield, Odell Beckham Sr., Carita. I mean, where are they going? We're both starting to think they're going to split ways.
Well,
with Mayfield.
And that's the disconnect there, right? You have these dads or these family members that are coming out and criticizing Baker Mayfield, OBJ, same
and
thing.
And his
happens.
Wife's coming out and defending him publicly.
Then you have a guy. Let me kind of juxtapose that with this. Then you have a guy like Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer,
yeah,
right, MVP when he played, knows quarterbacking, right? He comes out and says, "I don't know what these guys are seeing because I watched Baker Mayfield, and what they're saying about Baker Mayfield is even true." That's Kurt Warner. Has no interest. I mean, never played for the Browns. Has no connection. He just comes out and gives his professional opinion. And so that's the problem, is you have these emotional posts that are breaking up, that are destroying any type of camaraderie, any type of good feeling and team in a locker room with parents or family members that don't have a clue of what's going on.
It's terrible. And now let me ask you this. If you're the Browns, are you going to invest the big money in Mayfield, or do you let him go?
Well, listen,
they've been looking for a quarterback forever.
Who are you going to go out and get?
I'm asking.
I mean,
you're
not going to go get, like, the Steelers think they're going to, like, you know, I heard that, you know, people think they're going to get Russell Wilson and give up 3 first round draft picks. They're going to go get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's a few quarterbacks out there that are like that. You know, I don't see that happening, but I don't see the Steelers investing that kind of money. But there are a few. Baker Mayfield is still better than a lot of the quarterbacks that are starting in the NFL right now. And so I don't think he's in the bottom half.
You think these grilled cheeses will get here, Hokie?
Oh, man, I hope so. Because
what do you got? 10 more minutes in the building?
I'd feel
bad if Hokie didn't get his, Ron.
You'd have to eat the second, the extra one.
Yeah, we could share it.
I just think you got to be careful. Let's put a bow on this conversation here. You got to be very careful, and I would not be happy if my parent or my sibling or my uncle posted something.
How about his wife? What if your wife would
come out? Or Baker Mayfield's wife,
you know,
or something like that.
You don't appreciate him. What if your wife would have come out and said, "Chris needs to play more. He's done a great
job." Super frustrating.
You'd have been ticked.
I would have been embarrassed to walk
embarrassed,
in the locker room.
Embarrassed, exactly.
There's no question.
And you don't think, I can't believe that Mayfield isn't.
Yeah.
But maybe
I'm sure he is, but what are you going to do? Are you going to come out and say, "I'm embarrassed to my wife"?
Well, we also don't know what Baker's like in the room, around the team. We don't know what kind of guy he is when the door is shut.
But when
maybe
it comes to
like
my
him.
Wife, I'm going to support my wife 100% because I love my wife. And so whether she's right or wrong, I'm supporting her.
Yeah, but you'd be ticked if she said that.
I would be ticked at her behind closed doors, right?
Right.
I'd be, come on, hon, what are we doing? You know, I mean, it's not helping me. But on the outside, I'm of the mindset that you always support your wife.
Before we get to your prediction, quickly on the Ravens defense, what I see is they're getting better, like you mentioned. They're fast. Oue is a monster. Queen. Bowser is really fast and troublesome. I think they're going to give the Steelers offense a lot of trouble. You?
I think they will, and I think it's just. But I think the Steelers are going to play better. I think they're going to be able to equalize that a little bit. But they do have some. This Patrick Queen is a good football player.
What leads you to believe the Steelers could run at all? Because the running game has just disappeared.
I don't think it's just the offensive line. I think that I kind of watched the film, and I think Najee's kind of hit that wall a little bit. We always talk about that rookie wall. The guy has done a lot this season, and I am so encouraged for the future with Najee. But you know, all these guys that carry such a load throughout a season. They hit a point in their rookie year. And I'm hoping he can work his way through that with a little bit of rest and a little bit of maintenance on his body. But I don't think it's just all the O-line. I think it's O-line and it's Najee not maybe having that burst that he had a month ago that he will have in years to come because he'll be used to this rigorous schedule.
You see, I mean, the argument is there every year. Should you draft a running back in the first round? Look at Saquon Barkley, hurt. McCaffrey's out now for the season. All the Ravens guys out there, yet they find guys to keep going. Was that a good pick?
Well, yeah.
Picking Najee when you see the offensive line in this kind of shambles.
I mean, listen, you see an offensive lineman, and he hits every play, but he's not running at someone from 8 yards away and taking on blows play after play after play. I mean, they're you know, I'm hitting a guy. As offensive lineman, he's hitting me who's 2 yards away from him. right? And you're both, and it's not like you can't get the momentum
going. Right.
And so you're going to have those injuries. But I'll tell you what, you look like a Derrick Henry. That guy's given those guys a lot of good plays, a lot of good seasons. And you hope he can come back and play because he's just a true talent. You hope that Najee, you would think Najee has that talent. And I truly believe that he'll come back. He'll either get that energy back here in the next week or two and be able to give that burst the last four or five games of the season.
All right. What's your prediction? Final score?
This is a tough one because I want to see the Steelers win this game. I want to see him get back. I'm a Steeler at heart. And I want to, and I don't like walking around, you know, Pittsburgh. And I don't like listening to the airwaves having them beaten up on our Steelers. But I think this is a tough task. I think the Steelers are going to struggle, especially if T.J. Watt can come back and play. If T.J. Watt can't play, and you got, you know, some of these other injuries, I think it's a tall task for the Steelers. I think it's going to be much closer, but I think the Steelers are going to struggle to win this game.
What's the score going
to
be?
I think you're going to see a 21 to 17 Ravens win.
Not 41 to 10 anyway.
No, I think that their manhood is going to be challenged in that locker room this week. There's no question about it. I mean, for the way they got pushed around this last week, that is not Steeler-like. That's not Coach Tomlin-like. And Coach Tomlin, is, from all accounts that we got from the locker room, he had a few choice words for that team this week. I think you'll see a much better effort and much more physical team come Sunday at 4:25.
All right, Chris. I hope the grilled cheeses get here.
I know.
For your sake, this is an outrage.
I'm so happy that you
see.
Thought
if you actually
me.
Believe he did this, I think he's just doing it to try to curry favor.
He's gonna. We're gonna.
I could have lied.
He's
I could have lied.
Something. Hey, you guys. Listen, I got you those sandwiches. Hey, I need this.
Ron, I have a treat for you next.
I hope it's a toasted cheese.
Well, that better get here by noon, or I'm calling to complain. Ben Charrington said a couple things. It's been an active week for the Pirates, believe it or not.
And until now, then it's going to shut down.
Well, everything's shut down now.
Right.
But I got a quote from him that left me scratching my head. I'm going to repeat it to you next and see what you think, and then we'll get back into Steelers-Ravens. I tend to agree with Chris. I think this is going to be a tough task against this team, given the talent level the Steelers are putting on the field. We'll talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.